Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, this is Jason McMaster. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. This hour, I'm playing whatever I want. It's a McMaster metal takeover. I just said that right now. That's not on the paper. It's my KUTX. For those of you who know me or not, I've been in Austin since 1980. I am a headbanger known, but I am also a music lover roundabout. I am a music lifer, and I know that people in Austin can understand that being because they're in Austin for a reason. Me and my friend Art here are going to talk about Metallica, and a lot of people talk about Metallica every day. They are a brand now, but back in 1983, I had only been here for a little while. I remember a new record store opening on South Lamar called Waterloo Records. I pulled up to this, you know, they weren't even open yet. There were two people, a man and a woman. They let me in. They were laying on the floor, and there was just records and boxes, and it was in shambles. They were working on it, right? They had like legal pads, and they were writing down things, and they were like, "Yeah, come on in. Obviously, you like rock music," and I just because the way I look, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm into heavy metal. I'm into new wave of British heavy metal and all this underground stuff." And they wrote down everything I said, and they ordered it all. I'm in there one day, a month later, and I hit the door, and before I'm 5 steps into the, like, they just hit me, and they was like, "You got to listen to this. This just came in. You have to listen." They had one copy. I don't think they had it on the shelf yet. It was too early. And it was Metallica, Kill 'Em All. They made me, like, put on the headphones and listen to the record. And I stood there with my mouth open for the A side A and B. And I was thumbs up, grinning, looking back at them the whole time, going, "Yes, yes, yes, yes. This is it. This is it." It wasn't long after that, like another month went by, I was in there again, and they go, "Guess what? We're bringing Raven to town." And they knew I was a huge Raven fan. I had everything they had put out at that point. They said, "Guess who the opening band is?" And I said, "Don't say Metallica." And they said, "Yes, Metallica." And I was just over the moon, blown away that something that sort of underground was going to be in my backyard. So we should play Seek and Destroy by Metallica right now. We'll be right back. Metallica Seek and Destroy from the Kill 'Em All record came out in probably July of 1983. And that was their slow song on that record, just to be clear. I didn't want to blow things up too bad in here, you know. Back to August of 83, Metallica being the opening band for a band under the flag of New Wave or British heavy metal artist, Raven. They were the headlining act. They had just released a record called All for One on the same label that Metallica was on, and obviously the label called Megaforce Records out in New Jersey put them on the road together because Metallica were huge fans of Raven, and Raven had gotten a domestic release through Megaforce for their record All for One. So the tour was called Kill 'Em All for One. It was perfect. I was super duper excited. They coined themselves as Athletic Rock because they were just maniacs on stage, yet, I mean, like, just doing, they were tumbling on stage, not missing a note. The drummer they had at the time wore a hockey mask with explosives on the top of his head. They should have just been called the Three Stooges, right? But really, really fun and still very metal. You know, the whole metal, you know, grimace, that was happening too, of course. This is on their first record, which was called Rock Until You Drop, and this is called Hell Patrol. Wow. Brings back memories. And that guy can still sing like that, which is unbelievable. That was Raven with Hell Patrol. Again, my name is Jason McMaster on my KUTX, and this is awesome. They kind of let me take over the studio and play whatever I want and listen to the sound of my own voice, which is always awesome to me. I apologize if you're not enjoying it very much, but I hope you like some of these songs that I've picked out. Let's move into another song. We were going to do Saxon. Saxon is another sort of forefather of early heavy metal, new wave or British heavy metal, definitely part of the same movement that Iron Maiden and Def Leppard were part of late 70s out of England. I believe that some of the get up that you see in Spinal Tap was influenced by partially Saxon, but part of the movement. But you know, when you're young and you're playing rock and roll, it's and you're just going by the trends of the bands that you like, you end up wearing whatever they wore, and sometimes it's you end up in mom's blouse. Saxon, the song that I've picked is Dallas 1 PM, obviously about the Kennedy assassination. And I saw Saxon open for Molly Hatchet on March 17th, 1982 at Palmer Auditorium down on Auditorium Shores. We saw Saxon open from, we didn't even see Molly Hatchet. We left before they even started their first song because one of my buddies found out what hotel Saxon was staying at. Fanboy time. So we don't see them leave the venue, but we just haul ass to what was then, I think it's a Red Lion or something now, 183 or 290 and 35, somewhere out there. And we just park and get out and go find the swimming pool. And there they are. And they were just going to hang out by the pool and have some drinks before they crashed. And we showed up and they were like, oi, hey, come on. You know, and we ended up hanging out with Saxon for hours. And my birthday is the 18th. So, oh, it's just past midnight. I go, well, guys, not to toot my horn, it's officially my 18th birthday. And, cheers. These cool things are happening. And I'm not looking for them to happen. They're just happening. All because I just love the music that I love so very much. And let's get to it. This is Saxon with Dallas 1 p.m. We'll be right back. Yeah, Saxon, Dallas, 1 p.m. Like three out of the four original bands that I play with have opened for Saxon over the years. In Europe and America, on a cruise ship. So, kind of cool. I could talk more about Saxon. I want to move on. There's a German band called Accept that became popular around 83 or 84 with an MTV video and song called Balls to the Wall. They used the same producers in their early records as the Scorpions did. Dieter Dierks. Except had a lot of songs that sort of fit the speed metal, double-picking guitars, twin harmonies at the speed of light kind of a thing. Sort of what Judas Priest and Thin Lizzy had done in the late 70s. They did it in the early 80s, just faster. This is when they became sort of Americanized, and this is Accept with Balls to the Wall.
Balls to the wall. Let's plug a bomb in everyone's ass. They don't keep us alive. We're gonna fight for the right. Build a wall with the bodies of the dead. And you saved. Make the world scared. Come on, show me the sign of victory.
Except balls to the wall. Hi, it's Jason McMaster on my KUTX. They have just let me come in and take over this place and play whatever I want. So I got to Austin in 1980. Some friends of my mother's knew I was into music. They took me to a festival down, I think it's used to be called Fiesta Gardens, down on Town Lake. And, you know, there was some bands playing. I can't remember who exactly it was other than this one band. Literally, my back's to the stage. I'm like, this is okay. This is all right. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody singing the lyrics, two-headed dog, two-headed dog. I've been working in the Kremlin with a two-headed dog and singing it like a maniac. I turned around. It was Rocky Erickson and the Explosives. Everybody knows Rocky from Rocky. But they also know him from many, many other things. 13 floor elevators. It goes on and on and on. And so I really think that there's something in the psychedelic music world, to the hard rock world, to the heavy metal world, that a lot of people don't give Rocky credit for. Whether he would accept the credit or not doesn't matter. But I heard that song and it blew my mind. And so that's why I chose this.
Thank you. Rocky Erickson, yeah.
Rocky Erickson and the Explosives. Chris Gates, the bassist for the Big Boys, really played a big part in my Austin becoming. He went to high school with the original member, founding member of Watchtower, Billy White. They hit it off, and I started seeing Chris at our shows, and he approached us with the idea that he would put on some shows. He would put Watchtower in like an official club around here because the Big Boys were kind of a big thing at the time. And, you know, I learned a lot about how the DIY and the punk rock scene and the fanzine and the make your own flyers with hand-drawn logos, because that's all there was no Photoshop. I'm walking down the drag, Guadalupe, right here, like a block from here where I sit, and I'm at Inner Sanctum Records, or one of the record stores. It used to be Cool Record Stores right here, and I see Chris on his 10-speed bicycle stopping at every telephone pole taping a poster up. I'm like, oh, he must be promoting the Big Boys gig that's coming up. It was my show. He wasn't even on the bill. He was riding a bike down here pushing my band, my show. That's how it used to be. That's how it still should be. This is Fun, Fun, Fun by the Big Boys. That was Big Boys, Fun, 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 one of the earliest punk bands around here. Super great, good people. Next up, this is Junkyard, Long Way Home. This is also Chris Gates' band. They were signed to Geffen Records in, I believe, 1987. I was in Dangerous Toys at the time. We ended up touring together. The lead singer from Junkyard, I had an art class at Austin High School. There's a lot of mixed blood going on here, and it's kind of why I chose this this Junkyard song, because it has Chris and David in the band, both from Austin, but they're a globally known rock band from the class of 89, as far as our first records came out. Dangerous Toys ended up touring with Junkyard in September of 89. Our videos even played back-to-back, premiered back-to-back on MTV. This is Junkyard with Long Way Home, actually features Earl Slick on slide guitar. Hi, it's Jason McMaster on my KUTX. They have just let me come in and take over this place and play whatever I want. I just played Junkyard, Long Way Home. I'm going to play The Offenders, which is another early punk rock band, such as the Big Boys. These guys were actually from Killeen, Texas, and came up to Austin, played all the time. I remember playing a show with The Offenders and MDC, and we played with punk rock bands because there just wasn't a whole lot of heavy metal bands in Austin at the time. It's kind of a scene starter, if you will, back then. The Offenders were one of the first sort of hardcore punk rock bands I'd ever heard, other than something from Los Angeles or New York, like Fear or the Circle Jerks, as I mentioned earlier. This is The Offenders, Face Down in the Dirt. Hi, it's Jason McMaster again on my KUTX, where they've let me just knock stuff over in here and do whatever I want. I want to play Agony Column. I think that they are an underrated band. I think Agony Column created a style of, like, it's barely metal, but it is metal, but it's very sort of hillbilly kind of, it's not country music, but it's, you know, twangy. But about, it might as well be like if Leatherface fronted a hard rock band. Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because it's just almost like Texas fried heavy metal boogie for Satan. Kind of a ridiculous horror show of words there. But yeah, this is a great song. It's Agony Column with 4x4. Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's been fun. My name is Jason McMaster, and I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. You can check out my website at jasonmcmaster.net. It hasn't been updated in a while, but you should check it out anyway. It's kind of cool. You can Google me. You'll find out some things about me that you like. You might find some things you don't like. But watch some videos and listen to some of my music. I love music very, very much, and I know you do as well. I've chosen a Willie Nelson song. This means a lot to me. Well, my family used to go on vacations all the time. One time it was just me, my father, and one of my brothers, Randy. Listening to 8-tracks in the pickup truck, pulling a pop-up trailer, going to KOA camps across all the way to California and back. Some of the greatest moments of my life. Redheaded Stranger was our favorite. Over and over on 8-track. We knew where the pops were in the 8-track tape. You know, the song would fade out and then clack, and then it'd fade back in, right? And just incredible memories, and I just wanted to play it because it's very important to my life. So thanks for putting up with me today. Have a wonderful time.
It was the time of the preacher, when the story began, of the choice of a lady, the love of a man. How he loved her so dearly, he went out of his mind when she left him for someone that she'd left behind. And he cried like a baby, scream like a panther in the middle of the night. And he saddled his pony, and he went for a ride. It was the time of the preacher, in the year of 01. Now the preaching is over, and the lesson's begun.